it's a big thing winning games. It's all right when you're winning games and you're winning games 7, 8, 9 points. You can kick on these extra 2 or 3 points and win games. But when your back is against the wall and there's only the point, the 2 points, that shows how much steel you have, what you have in the head, what you have in the heart. And what we might lack in football, I can tell you, we have it in the heart and we have it in the head, and we will work and we will do everything we can to win that intermediate championship. There's no doubt about it. And I said to you, back to the park, I was just saying to the lads there, I watched an interview with Mickey Hart done a couple of years ago, and the time we won 2 All-Irelands with Tyrone, he was doing an average of 12, 13 kilometres with the Tyrone team at night. We're at 12 kilometres now, we're only a club team at night, so we're in good shape, we know that now. So it's just keeping injury free and performing on the day.
Absolutely, and of course the county intermediate final, well, it might be a bit of a 10 kilometre race, it'll be far more perhaps about football, about containing Drumahaire's scoring rate and getting more scores for Ballinalair.
Yeah, look, they have exceptional forward stuff. Like Martin Feeney there, you can see him like every game, 9, 10, 11 points. But, you know, and they have Clancy in the corner. They've lots of, a couple of the Foleys. They're a good footballing team. They're there or thereabouts. Like, they only beaten BX at time last year. Gartletts are in the semi-final. And, like, they're a big, big task. But look, if we can keep them scores down at the other end, And like, I think we got 110 or 111 today. If we can get that, I think 110, 111 will probably win the intermediate championship. That's what we have to be targeting it and try and keep the scores down to the other end.
Yeah, and as you've seen against Annaduff, obviously Drumahaire defend well. Annaduff put them under a lot of pressure towards yesterday's game. Could have made it to the final, but Drumahaire held out.
Yeah, Drumahaire held out. Yeah, like that. That Annaduff put them under horror pressure at times there, and it looked like it was just maybe turning, but Drumahaire probably got scores at the right time for freeze and just kept them at arm's length. But you know, we know the task we have. We know it's going to be a massive task. Like, we have, from the first game, from the get go, everyone has Ballinalair wrote off. Every game we played, and we were the underdog. And look, we love the underdog tag around Ballinalair, and we're going to be big underdogs again, Drumahaire. But I think it was going to be a very, very close game, and it's who wants it the most on the day.
And you have a lot of positives to take from this championship. Right from the beginning, you've put out two of the top teams. You wouldn't be favourites to be in the final, but here you are in the final, and certainly you have lots to work with.
Oh yeah, we have lots to work with. You look at it at the start, as I said to you, a lot of the games, like, you know, you had the favourites. Probably Anna Sheelan was probably my favourite. I think they're a very, very skillful team, Anna Sheelan. They had Anna Sheelan there. Then we had Kiltubber, we played them, Annaduff. We had hard games. And even in the league, like, we were playing at a league level. We played Fianna, we played Alan Gales, we played Carrigallon above, and Carrigallon, we played Drumahaire in the league. Horror tough, hard league games. And in every game, we were only, apart from the Kiltubber game in the group stages, there was only, and Annaduff game in the first group, we were in every game at the last 5 minutes ago. There was never any more than 1 or 2 points in any of our games, and I think it's going to be the same. I think it's going to be a very, very tight game against Drumahaire.
Earlier in this interview, you paid tribute to the Ballinalair supporters. You described them as the 16th man. They're very happy this evening, and you'll be hoping in 2 weeks' time they will be even more happy.
Yeah, Jesus. When we got, you could hear it, when we got the 4 and the 5 and 6 points up, and next thing was we overturned the ball, and all of a sudden you could hear the crowd roaring and everything, and just that meant it, belief came into our lads in that we were nearly there, and that we started a break from the half back line. We controlled the game from the middle of the field back, we dropped it back. But look, we have not done one yet. We're in a county final. That's where we want to be, and we're going to be ready for Sunday 2 weeks.